Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Nation celebrates 77th Republic Day, showcasing country's cultural diversity, economic progress and military strength in a magnificent parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. Hundreds of artists display 150 years of Vande Mataram at Republic Day Parade. Republic Day also celebrated across states, union territories and Indian missions abroad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, presence of European Union leaders Antonio Costa and Ursula von der Leyen at Republic Day celebrations underscores growing strength of India-EU partnership. World leaders, including presidents of US, France and China, and Britain's King Charles III, greet India on its Republic Day. And in Women's Premier League cricket, match between Mumbai Indians and Royal Challengers Bengaluru underway in Vadodara. And now the news in detail. Nations celebrated the 77th Republic Day, showcasing country's cultural diversity, economic progress and military strength in a magnificent parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. The president arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. President Draupadi Murmu unfurled the tricolour, which was followed by the rendering of the national anthem with a 21-gun salute by 105mm light field guns. Our correspondent has the details.
The day celebrated under this year's theme of Swatantrata Ka Mantra, Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra, Atmanirbhar Bharat witnessed 30 tableau from various states, union territories, central government ministries and departments during the parade. The tableau showcased the cultural diversity of the country by exhibiting a unique mix of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram and the nation's rapid progress on the back of growing self-reliance across sectors. A tri-services tableau showcasing replicas of major weapon systems used by the Indian military during Operation Sindoor was one of the key attractions at the parade. The attendees witnessed this multi-skilled display of the country with pride and captured the flypasts and tableau in their phones as they applauded and hailed their warriors. President Draupadi Murmu conferred Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla with highest peacetime gallantry award, the Ashok Chakra. The event concluded with a flypast of 29 Indian Air Force aircraft, including Rafale. Over 2,500 artists presented cultural performances during the parade with Saklain Akhtar and Priya Mondal. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
News of the Republic Day celebrations are also pouring in from states and union territories. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha unfurled the national flag at the union territory level Republic Day function at the Maulana Azad Stadium in Jammu. He inspected the parade contingents and took the ceremonial salute. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Sinha also announced that all pending cases related to terrorism killings will be re-examined to ensure justice.
Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha said Operation Sindoor sent a clear message to the world that terrorism will not be tolerated under any circumstances. He praised the armed forces for eliminating Pakistani terrorists involved in Pahalgam terror attack and paid homage to its victims, as well as those who lost their lives in the unfortunate Nogam blast. The LG also acknowledged the suffering caused by the recent natural calamities in the region, paying tribute to those who lost their lives. During the ceremony, the march past featured a disciplined display of by smart contingents from Army, BSF, CRPF, SSB, IRP, J&K Police, Armored Police, and Gulshan Rana, Akashvani News, Jammu.
In Punjab, the state-level Republic Day program was organized at Fazilka, where the governor, Gulab Chand Kataria, unfurled the flag and took the salute from the parade. Celebrations were also held at Atari border in Amritsar. More from a correspondent.
The governor encouraged the youth of Punjab to lead a people's movement against drugs and channelize their energy in education, skill development, sports and entrepreneurship. Earlier, Shri Kataria paid homage at Asafala War Memorial, built in the memory of 232 bravehearts whose supreme sacrifice during the 1971 Indo-Pak War secured a historic victory for India. At the world-renowned retreat ceremony at Atari Border in Amritsar, thousands of visitors celebrating the Republic Day hailed Motherland Bharat as the stadium reverberated with Bharat Mata Ki Jai, Hindustan Zindabad and Vande Mataram. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Rajasthan, Governor Haribhau Bagre unfurled the national flag and took the salute of the ceremonial parade in the state-level function organized in Jaipur. In Gujarat, the flag was unfurled by Governor Acharya Devrat in Vav Tharad district. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel was also present on the occasion. Sikkim joined the nation in celebrating the 77th Republic Day. The main function was held at Palzor Stadium in Gangtok, where Governor Om Prakash Mathur was the chief guest. A report.
Governor Om Prakash Mathur unfurled the national flag, took salute of several armed forces like Indo-Tibetan Border Police, guest platoon from Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim Armed Police, 2nd and 3rd Indian Reserve Battalion. Governor conferred State Meritorious Services Award and Sarvottam Jeevan Raksha Padak. As part of celebration, Governor Mathur and Chief Minister Tamang visited Army Equipment Display. Governor launched some of the flagship state government initiative like Mero Elaichi Mero Dhan, Mero School Mero Abhiyan. These followed by cultural program performed by Department of Culture, Government of Sikkim and at-home reception at Lok Bhavan Sikkim. Boinak Chatterjee, Kajwari News, Gangtok.
The Indian diaspora across the world celebrated India's 77th Republic Day with enthusiasm at the Indian missions abroad, where the national tricolour was unfurled and patriotic fervour was on full display. Meanwhile, Indian expatriates across the UAE marked the Republic Day with widespread celebrations at diplomatic missions and community centres, with large turnouts despite rain, cooler weather and the day falling on a working Monday. In Saudi Arabia, the Embassy of India in Riyadh marked the day with a ceremony attended by nearly 500 people. In Nepal, the Republic Day was celebrated at the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu with the participation of members of the Indian community. The High Commission of India in Sri Lanka celebrated the Republic Day in all its diplomatic offices in the island. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said the magnificent parade at Kartavya Path showcased the strength of country's democracy, the richness of heritage and the unity that binds nation together. He said the parade showcased India's formidable security apparatus, reflecting the nation's preparedness, technological capability and unwavering commitment to safeguarding its citizens. The Prime Minister also highlighted that the country is privileged to host the European Council President Antonio Costa and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen during the Republic Day celebrations. He said their presence underscores the growing strength of the India-European Union partnership and our commitment to shared values. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described her presence as a chief guest in today's Republic Day celebrations as an honor of a lifetime. She said a successful India makes the world more stable, prosperous and secure that benefits all of us. US President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles III and the French President have extended warm greetings to India on its Republic Day. Mr. Trump called New Delhi and Washington the world's oldest and largest democracies and praised India's growing global engagement. Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to President Draupadi Murmu, noting that over the past year, China-India relations have continued to improve and develop in a manner that aligns with the fundamental interests of both the countries and their people. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Akashwani celebrated Republic Day at its headquarters in New Delhi today. On the occasion, talking to the media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat program is emerging as a platform that recognizes and amplifies the positive contributions of people from every section of society across the country. He highlighted that the Mann Ki Baat program is serving as a medium to bring light to the positive work.
So many people who do a lot of positive work, to be able to bring those positive works to the attention of the nation and to share those works and spread that positivity, our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has been expressing such good works through the Mann Ki Baat program, and that brings out the good work being done by every section of the society.
The event was also attended by Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan, Secretary Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, along with other dignitaries. On the occasion, Director General of Akashwani Rajiv Kumar Jain unfurled the national flag at Akashwani Bhavan. Special invitees of Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat program, who attended the Republic Day celebration at Kartavyapath this morning, were also present in the celebration. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Padma Shri awardee Javed Ahmed Taq said he was featured in the Mann Ki Baat program, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi described him as an icon for Divyangjans.
I am from Anantnag district of Jammu and Kashmir. I was mentioned by the Prime Minister in Mann Ki Baat. He referred to me as an icon for the person with disabilities. He said that so many people are very worried about that they have lost their eyesight or they have some little disability. But Javed has started doing good things. He has made disability as his strength and utilized it for the national development.
Weightlifter Asmita Dhone said that her interaction with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the Mann Ki Baat program encouraged her to reach further heights in her sport. President Draupadi Murmu hosted an at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day today. The President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and other dignitaries attended the reception. In a social media post, President Murmu said that apart from the important dignitaries, many eminent citizens who have made remarkable contributions in different fields and beneficiaries of various developmental programs of the government were also present on the occasion. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today inaugurated the 6-day National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 at the Red Fort in New Delhi. During the event, Mr. Birla said that this festival will serve as a platform in strengthening India's cultural heritage. He said that through this festival, people will get to witness the culture of different states and regions. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today announced that the government is working to ensure 100% procurement of pulses, including tur, masoor and urad, at the minimum support price to guarantee fair returns to farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers specially invited by the government on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day in New Delhi. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 200 runs for the Royal Challengers Bengaluru in a league match at BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians scored 199 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nations celebrate 77th Republic Day, showcasing country's cultural diversity, economic progress and military strength in a magnificent parade at Kartavyapath in New Delhi. Hundreds of artists displayed 150 years of Vande Mataram at Republic Day Parade. Republic Day also celebrated across states, union territories and Indian missions abroad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says presence of European Union leaders Antonio Costa and Ursula von der Leyen at Republic Day celebrations underscores growing strength of India-EU partnership. World leaders, including presidents of US, France and China, and Britain's King Charles III, greet India on its Republic Day. And in Women's Premier League cricket, match between Mumbai Indians and Royal Challengers Bengaluru underway in Vadodara. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.